Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Welcome to In the Jar, where friendly face ain't far. Now come on down, spend you some time, because we're going to have a cigar. This is a nice one. It's got the little spirals on there. Shout out Cigar Therapy down there in on Bell Road, brother. I go there every week to get these cigars and struck up a relationship with some of the fellas over there. So, obviously, quality. Smoke to start the episode. First deal. Kirk Cousins signing a 4-year deal with the Atlanta Falcons per Mike McCartney. ATL finally has their QB1, and he's wearing a 12 in this picture, but he's going to be number 18. And there was a lot of talk whether Kyle Pitts would take that number 8 number or jersey number, or whether Kirk Cousins would continue his legacy as number 8. And it's clear that he's yielding to a fellow that's been there a little bit. And we'll get into it on the show, man. There's a lot of free agency moves that we have missed since the last shoot. So we're going to get caught up on all of those. But this is the big story, right? The running back market's been the hottest. The receiver market's been hot. A lot of defensive players moving around. But Atlanta finally has what seems like their guy. So it'll be interesting to see whether Kirk Cousins flourishes now that he supposedly has all the right pieces in line, right? He's got Bijan Robinson back there. They signed Darnell Mooney from the Bears and a couple of other pieces that we'll get into later. But, I mean, Atlanta fans got to be fired up, you know. They jumped all the way up to favorites in Las Vegas to win the NFC South this year, and why wouldn't they? Now, I will say the New Orleans Saints have signed a couple pieces themselves, particularly on defense, that could prove problems for their opponents in the NFC South. Next deal. So, Russell Wilson, we missed this a week or two ago. Russell Wilson is going to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He already has. And in the meantime, we also saw them acquire Justin Fields. So this year, the Broncos are going to be paying Russell Wilson $48,517,647. And they're going to be paying him that through 2028. I'm going to stand on that hill. I'm going to die on that hill. It's one of the worst deals that I've ever seen. an NFL organization make Denver Broncos, signing him to $161 million guaranteed. Now, Justin Fields, he's going to be making about $1.2 million with Pittsburgh this year. I don't know how much the Bears are going to be paying him, if anything. So it's kind of a pressure cooker situation for old Russ. It's like, all right, we got this young gun that's going to push you in practice. And if you start fucking up, hey, man, we know he can come in to get the job done. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, it's kind of a waste to not have Fields in a starting quarterback position just based on the plays I've seen the guy make. I think Justin Fields is arguably more promising than Russell Wilson, at least if you look at age and you look at what the two have accomplished respectively in recent years. Now, I was talking Russ up a lot episode before last, and I'll stand on that too. He had a much better season, right, with Denver this past football season than a lot of folks give him credit for. Is he worth the money they paid him? Well, now that's a fact. He's not. They didn't get a single snap on that guaranteed money. But I think that his performance is severely, at least this past season, his individual performance is severely undervalued. Now, the job of a quarterback is obviously to corral a locker room. The job of a quarterback is to elevate the play of those guys around him. And the Broncos team performance didn't necessarily reflect those qualities. Now, I understand you can lead a horse to water. Can't make him drink. So it'll be interesting to see how this dynamic goes, whether, you know, Russ has a couple shitty games and they throw Justin Fields in there. I'll be interested to see if they implement a few different sets, right? Packages, offensive packages, personnel packages with Justin Fields in the game, maybe a wildcat type of deal. But, I mean, golly, the boy's a threat to throw the ball too, man. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how they utilize these two guys. Because, like I said, it would be a complete waste this season and beyond if Justin Fields doesn't get some in-game reps. The guy is too much of a playmaker. I talked to a Bears fan out in public the other day. Well, not the other day. It was about a month ago. And the man was just, he was wearing all Bears gear. And he was just saying, golly, man, I hope they don't trade Justin Fields. That boy the truth. That boy the truth. And I think I side with my boy on that. I think he is the truth. And it took a while for him to really blossom as a player, as a quarterback. But that guy can make plays out of nothing. And that you can't teach. So, what did the Bears trade and what did the Steelers get? The Bears are trading Justin Fields for a 2025 sixth-round pick that goes to a fourth-round pick based on play time. So there's a lot of – these are really confusing, these trade stipulation, these contracts. But basically, one guy has to play a certain amount in order for that sixth-round pick to convert over to a fourth-round pick. And it's about as simple as that. So, yeah, the sixth-round pick turns into a fourth-round pick depending on how much Justin Fields plays. So I don't know if there's any incentive in that for the Steelers or not. But, you know, like I said, if they throw him in a certain amount of packages offensively, I think it'd be a shame if the guy didn't get reps. Next clip. Joe Flacco and the Colts have agreed to a one-year deal worth up to $8.7 million, including $4.5 million guaranteed. So I would imagine the other $4.2 million is probably based on incentives, right? Passing yards, touchdowns, reps taken, But, you know, he's going to be the backup to Anthony Richardson, pending Anthony Richardson stays healthy. Now, I'd be pretty optimistic about the Colts being in the mix if Anthony Richardson got hurt again. It'll be interesting to see. The guy's old. They brought him off the couch last season. He plays good football for the Cleveland Browns, gets him into the playoffs, all of these different things. So I think this guy earned a lot of this money in the last 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks of the season last year. So that's news for sure. Joe Flacco is elite. Next deal, Saquon Barkley reached an agreement with the Eagles on a 3-year, $37.75 million contract that could be worth up to $46.75 million and includes $26 million fully guaranteed at signing. So, and that's from Adam Schefter. So I wonder if that 26 milli hits his bank account the second he signs. I can't imagine that being the case. I doubt even NFL organizations have that much cash on hand, but you'd be surprised. There was a lot of backlash this week. Well, not a lot, just backlash from one human. Former Giants running back Tiki Barber on Saquon Barkley joining the Eagles. You're dead to us, Saquon. Good luck. You're dead to me. Saquon responds, "You've been a hater since I got to New York, and all the dead to me talk. Don't smile in my face when you see me." NFL Twitter reacted to this as free agency unfolded. Lamar Jackson tweeted his now former teammate Hollywood Brown when he signed with the Chiefs, mocking this quote, saying, "You're dead to me, Hollywood. You're dead to me." And numerous others. Here's the deal. I haven't thought about Tiki Barber for a long time. I think the guy was on the Today Show, some mainstream media bullshit. It might be his brother, Rondé. Both great football players, but it's evident that he's lacking a little bit of relevance, and I guess this was some sort of attempt to try to be relevant. I would argue relevant in the wrong way. Nonetheless, the Eagles got Saquon. They got Jalen Hurts back there, and that tush push, even without Jason Kelce, is going to be pretty damn scary. Next deal. Baltimore Ravens signed Derrick Henry. I don't know the details of the deal, but I believe he's getting paid a good bit of money, and that backfield is probably the scariest in the NFL. Being a Bengals fan, I'm not too excited about playing them twice a year. Already wasn't, but nonetheless, running backs, it seems, are cool again. Running backs are getting paid again. So it's a beautiful thing to see. It's arguably one of the hardest working positions in the game. Grossly underpaid. Now you're starting to see some guys get some cheddar in their bank accounts. Next deal. Joe Mixon's headed to the Houston Texans. I personally feel like I'm going through a breakup on this. I love Joe Mixon. I love the way he plays. I love the way he's patient at the line of scrimmage, but also will run your ass over. You know what I'm talking about. He gets out to the edge. He makes things happen. He catches balls out of the backfield. And the Texans, who were pretty scary down the stretch of last season, become even scarier, and they added more pieces than just Mixon. So it's good to see him get a shot somewhere. He deserves it. And I thank him for his service to the Cincinnati Bengals and the city of Cincinnati. But nonetheless, we parted ways with him. I would imagine he wanted more money than the Bengals were willing to pay. Notoriously a cheap organization. And, you know, we keep it moving. The Bengals signed Zach Moss, who spent last season in Indy. I would call that a C-list level signing. They got this young cat, Chase Young, who had some good carries. I would like to see him add to that room. Don't think it's going to happen. And, you know, our run game production is going to...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Suffer as a result. That's just what it is. Sometimes in the NFL, you know, it's about money. We talked about this a good bit, and you know, a lot of fans sad to see Joe Mixon go. Nonetheless, wish him well. Next deal. So here's a look at the Houston Texans potential offensive playmakers: C.J. Stroud, Joe Mixon, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz, and they also added a lot of dogs on the defensive side, and we'll get into that here in a little bit. But this is what we're talking about, man. These teams, Houston is coming out of nowhere. Not really. They had a good stretch down the last part of the season. Atlanta coming out of nowhere, making plays, making things happen. And you look at some of these other teams around the league that are saying that they're, you know, going all in. Teams around the league that are kind of dormant when they shouldn't be. Carolina Panthers. This is probably the most active free agency market I've seen, being a football fan. So, next transaction. I would say deal, but really we're just covering all the moves made in free agency since we last shot the show. Too many to count. DeAndre Swift and the Bears have agreed to a 3-year, $24 million deal. This man made his money last year also, and he's a dog. And I remember him at Georgia comboing carries with Sony Michel and Nick Chubb and that little three-headed monster they had at UGA back in the late 20, it was like 2018, 17, some of those years they were there, over there at Georgia. And the guy finally gets paid. He finally, you know, made a lot of really good plays over the course of the season this year with the Eagles. So the Bears are making moves. They got the number one pick. Caleb Williams, as of the day of this shooting, had his pro day throwing the ball around, and Keenan Allen's hanging out over there wearing Bears gear. They dap each other up. So what's going to be the deal with the Bears? I think they'll be the wild card contender in the NFC North. You've obviously got the Lions raining down on things, and the Packers making a couple moves. The Vikings getting Aaron Jones as a result of that. And I think that's, no, the next clip. Tony Pollard agreed to a 3-year, $24 million deal with the Titans. He's a great player, and I think the Titans will be able to use him really well, especially with young gun Levis back there. But, you know, the Titans got a long way to go. Got a long, long way to go. So, you know, who knows what kind of offense Brian Callahan will implement, whether he'll play, call the plays, or defer to the OC. You know, he obviously did a great job with Cincinnati. So, you know, Tony Pollard is a good piece to add. And, you know, he stayed relatively healthy the last season. All right, so next deal. Austin Eckler signs with the Washington Commanders in a deal that I don't think a lot of folks expected. Obviously, the Chargers needed to make some improvements from this past season. I think they were one of those teams where people were kind of like, what are they going to do? Talking about this past season, what are they going to do? Kind of middle of the pack. And now you see Eckler move on to a spot in the Washington Commanders where there's potential, but with the moves made on Philadelphia's side, we'll get into this later, but they signed Devin White on the defensive side of the ball, combo with Saquon. It's going to be tough for the Commanders to come out and make some noise in the NFC East this year. The Giants have added some pieces on defense. Their defensive front is just absolutely monstrous. Okay, so you got them, you got the Eagles, and then the Cowboys, you know, they're going to be in the mix as well. How much they're going to be in the mix, I don't know. It's evident that, you know, a lot of folks are speculating on whether the Cowboys have made enough moves in this hot free agent market right now. So we'll see how it goes with Eckler and the Commanders. He's a great player. And if they use him the right way, might be able to make some noise. Next deal. Aaron Jones signed with the Minnesota Vikings after the Green Bay Packers let him know that they were bringing in Josh Jacobs to take on the running back duty. So Aaron Jones stays in the division, stays in the NFC North. It'll be interesting to see how much different the looks he gets will be with Minnesota as opposed to with Green Bay. But obviously some moves are playing off of others. So it's, you know, he found a place to play ball, and he deserves that. He's top middle to upper middle echelon of running backs in the NFL, I'd say. And right there on the cusp of that is old Josh Jacobs. Struggle with some injuries, struggle with some coaching deficiencies, I'd say, with Josh McDaniels in Las Vegas. And the guy's still a stud. He still plays good football, runs hard, and he's a big, big piece for any offense. So now you got him back there with Jordan Love. And it's hard to say, how much higher or similar the production will be with, between Jacobs and Jones. We're going to see him face off against each other twice a year. So, with all that being said, Josh Jacobs is back there taking running back duties for the Green Bay Packers up there in the cold. Boy, he's going to have to accustom himself to that winter in Green Bay as opposed to a winter in Las Vegas, Nevada. Jasper, come here. Come here, buddy. Come here. Come here. You can get up on the camera. He's shy. Come here. There he is. This is Jasper. Say hi to the pod. Say hi to the pod. Yeah. Okay. Okay. And Lucy. 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 Okay. So we got the hounds in here. You're a good dog. You're a good dog. You can't be on the show anymore because I have to have the door closed. I have to have it closed. You can't be on the show anymore. You're a good dog. All right, let's go. All right, back to regularly scheduled programming. Next deal. I don't know how I feel about putting my son's face out there for the world to see. No, I'm just kidding. He's a dog. He's a dog. He'll be all right. Chargers signed Gus Edwards to fill that spot that Eckler left open. Gus Edwards is a damn bell cow, boys. He's built good. He runs hard. And I remember watching that divisional game against Houston, Baltimore versus the Texans. It seemed like every time that fella touched the damn ball, he was getting 5 yards at least. He's a damn bell cow, dog. So it'll be interesting to see what he does playing ball in L.A. under old Jim Harbaugh. Next deal. Devin Singletary is headed to the New York Giants. Great player. Don't know if he measures up to Saquon. You know, hard to even compare somebody to Saquon Barkley. But nonetheless, the Giants fill that spot. It's kind of a trend, right? Like one guy moves and the organization's got to find another guy to come in and fill that spot. That happened with the Bengals, and we talked about that earlier, and Joe Mixon, where they signed Zach Moss right away, and they got that two-headed monster now, Chase Young, Zach Moss. So the Giants, do I think they're going to be a contender in NFC East? No. Do I think they added some great pieces up front on defense and in other spots? Yes. And do I have any faith in Daniel Jones? Absolutely not. So there you have it. On to the receivers. Calvin Ridley is signing with the Tennessee Titans for 4 years, $92 million with $50 million fully guaranteed, his agent told Adam Schefter. So my question to the Titans is, and again, Calvin Ridley's a great player. Why didn't you pay A.J. Brown that money? Why didn't you? You obviously have it, Miss Amy. Why Ridley over A.J. Brown? I'm curious to hear the explanation. I'm not saying Ridley's better or worse, but A.J. Brown, man, you seen what he been doing in Philly. What gives? What's different? Why can you pay this man money now when you said you couldn't pay A.J. Brown back when it was time to pay him? But according to people I know, people well-versed on the matter, the Titans owner, Miss Amy, she does what she wants. She don't care what anybody else think about it. So that's just what I know about the Titans and their situation. Nonetheless, they pay Calvin Ridley some money. My boy gets a bag. He gets a chance to keep playing football in the AFC South. But it's difficult to understand. That's all I'm saying. The Panthers have agreed to terms with former Steelers receiver Deontay Johnson. They get a nice little playmaker out of the slot, a guy that can run jet sweeps with Bryce Young, a guy that can run some slant routes and get out in space and get some yards after the catch, make some plays, stand up, bang, right? But do I think it's going to make much of a difference with the Panthers as a whole? Not really. It's a step in the right direction. And we're going to continue to see Bryce Young develop into the quarterback that we know that he can be. Obviously, he got put in a more dire situation than a few of his counterparts. I think with C.J. Stroud, man, it just really started to come together for him. So here's a look at the Carolina Panthers potential offense, right? Bryce at quarterback, Chuba Hubbard, who's not a bad back in there, a running back. Adam Thielen, probably going to be in there at the X spot on an island out there catching contested balls. Try to get him in some one-on-one matchups. And then you probably put Deontay in a Z position where he's going to be in and out of the slot, catching screens, slant passes, seams, things like that. So are the Panthers making enough moves to warrant contender status? I don't think so. But they're taking a step in the right direction with grabbing an elite guy like Deontay Johnson. Next deal. The Broncos and Browns agreed to a deal that will send wide receiver Jerry Jeudy to Cleveland in exchange for...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Two draft picks, sources tell Adam Schefter. So, nice little wide receiver two piece to go along with Amari Cooper. Hopefully, Deshaun Watson can stay healthy. He can stay out of the massage parlor. He can stay mentally engaged with the club. It seems like that whole scandal is kind of taking a toll on him. And he just didn't seem engaged this last year. So, I know health problems can, kind of bring that out of guys sometimes. So it'd be really good for football if the AFC North was top to bottom competitive. I think with the moves the Steelers have made and the status of the Bengals and the Ravens, that the Browns are probably close to bottom of the barrel, if not, you know, the longest odds in Vegas right now to win the AFC North. But with this addition, their offense might be pretty solid. You keep Chubb healthy, you keep Deshaun healthy, and you add Jerry Jeudy along with the season Amari Cooper's had, which was exemplary, in my opinion, this past year, despite all the things going on in Cleveland. So I think it's a good grab for the Browns, and I think the AFC North being competitive is good for football. It's the best division in the land, and I do say that from a place of bias, but nonetheless, I always love hating on all the other members of the AFC North, but at the end of the day, I want them to do well over everyone else. It's kind of like the SEC for me. You know what I mean? Speaking of the AFC North, OBJ has been designated as a post-June 1 release from the Ravens. So, talking to him, you know, seeing how things went down for the Ravens, it was kind of evident that OBJ was not going to return to Baltimore. And talking to him, he just kind of made it clear that the AFC North is different football. It's hard hitting. You come across that middle, you get stung. I think back to the days of Ray Lewis, Chad Johnson coming across the middle, just popping him. And fights ensue, all this crazy shit. It's the AFC North for you, brother, and it's hard-hitting, and it's a different brand of football than everywhere else, and that's what makes it special. OBJ expressed his frustration to me when talking about making some big plays in the game against Kansas City and then them not going back to him, and, you know, he's in an interesting spot in his career. I think he's still at a place where he can produce for a team if put in the right offensive system with the right personnel to complement him. But he is getting older. He's starting to get some wear and tear. He's had his fair share of injuries. I remember him talking about Sean McVay and how nobody in football had utilized him in an offense better. And you know, you have to think, is a reunion probable? You throw him in there with Cup, you know, you throw him in there with Nacua, and you kind of try to run it back. I don't know. I've seen the Chargers, I've seen the Jets, I've seen other teams. He told me that his dad's favorite team growing up was the San Francisco 49ers. So it'll be interesting to see where he goes next. In other news, Aaron Donald, arguably the greatest football player to ever live, definitely the greatest defensive football player to ever live, has retired from football. And
congrats on a great career, brother.
Great career. Super Bowl champ. Obviously, against my Bengals, he made that big play against Joe Burrow at the end of the game to close it out. And he does that, did that thing where he says, ring me, ring me. Defensive Rookie of the Year, three-time Defensive Player of the Year, eight-time first-team All-Pro, 10-time Pro Bowler, NFL 2010s, all-decade team. And it's just a beautiful thing watching a guy who's had the career he's had go out on his own terms. It's not as common as you think for a guy to go out on his own terms in football. Speaking of going out on your on their own terms, Cowboys, or now former Cowboys, linebacker Leighton Vander Esch is retiring after six seasons per Todd Archer. And the reason I wanted to highlight this was because every time I watched the Cowboys on the defensive side of the ball, I was watching 55. Why? Because this guy plays the way I always wanted to play at that Mike linebacker spot. And I always lived vicariously through his play, man. He's sticking his hat down in there, finding the ball, fearless, hitting guys, covering when he needs to. And, you know, you see the cowboy collar. He's a classic, gritty, reliable defensive leader. And, again, hell of a career, brother. Great career. 6 years at the most violent position in the most violent game is nothing to neglect. That is a hell of a career. And again, it's beautiful to see a guy go out on his own terms. Next deal. Keeping it in the linebacker room, Devin White is signing a 1-year deal worth up to $7.5 million with the Eagles. Sources tell Adam Schefter. So he moves on from Tampa Bay to an organization with arguably a better chance of winning now. This guy had a hell of a career in Tampa Bay. Some Super Bowls to go with it. And he still got the purple and gold shoulder pads you see there in the right corner of the picture from LSU. Now, LSU's produced a lot of great backers in the current game. We'll talk about Patrick Queen here later, but Devin White making $7.5 million with the Eagles, I think, is a steal. With this guy, you get more than just athleticism. You get more than a great football player. You get more than veteran expertise. You get that presence there on that defense that younger guys can look to in tough times, right? I remember my season with Indy back in 2019, we had a left tackle by the name of Anthony Costanzo. And Anthony Costanzo was an OG. He was a veteran. He'd been in the league for a long time. He'd done it before. And due to his old age, he started getting hurt a good bit during that 2019 season. And I remember visibly noticing the play of that Colts offensive line, which was a bunch of young guns that were really good. Quentin Nelson, Mark Glowinski, Ryan Kelly. I guess Ryan Kelly's not really young anymore. But you get the point. Those guys just played differently when OG Costanzo wasn't around in the lineup. And it wasn't anything to do with the guy stepping in for Costanzo not being up to par. It was simply the mental aspect of not having that veteran leadership right there next to you. So it'll be interesting to see with the Eagles defense that they already have in place, guys like Graham, 55, and others, you know, how he's going to fit into that and kind of take on that leadership role. Next deal. This is arguably one of my favorite signings of free agency so far. The Saints have signed Willie Gay on a 1-year deal worth up to $5 million. And I think they got a freaking deal on this guy, even more so than Devin White. This guy is not even getting that $5 million guaranteed. It's going to be incentives. So how many reps do you get over the season? How many tackles do you make? et cetera, I'm sure he might have a sack incentive in there. But this guy is one of the most versatile defensive players I've seen in the game. He's got damn arms down to his knees. He can come off the edge and pass rush. He can play in the box if you need him to. And he walks up and is able to pass rush with Cam Jordan and now Chase Young. So, for former 49ers defensive end Chase Young intends to sign with the Saints. A source tells Jay Fowler, ESPN, Young plans to sign a one-year, fully guaranteed $13 million deal, sources told Adam Schefter. So now you got Cam Jordan on one side, big 94. You got Chase Young on the other side. And you got Willie Gay kind of holding things together and kind of acting in that jackknife role that you've seen him play on with the Chiefs. This guy, Willie Gay, man, this guy made so many big plays in big moments. It's really hard to illustrate. All right, next deal. The Jaguars giving former 49ers D lineman Eric Armstead a 3-year, $51 million deal, source told Adam Schefter. Get paid, big dog. Get paid one time. I can't even do 51 divided by 3, and I'm a damn financial advisor. That's how much money this boy's making. Dude, this guy's a big fucking presence up front. He was for San Francisco. Another leadership type dude that brings a lot more than just football skills to the table. This guy's an anchor. He holds the guys down up front, and the Jags are getting him for a high price tag, I would say. Compared to Devin White, compared to Willie Gay, this guy is almost, I mean, even Chase Young, 1 year, $13 million. I'm not a human calculator, boys. I don't know what 51 divided by 3 off the top of my head is, but I think that's more than Chase Young's 13. And this guy's obviously proven himself, but, you know, compared to the deal that the Saints got on Chase Young and Willie Gay, in my opinion, or the deal that the Eagles got on Devin White, I mean, this guy must be bringing something. Maybe that OG veteran factor that, you know, I'm not picking up on. These guys got to know something I don't. But nonetheless, the Jags are giving him $51 million over 3 years. Patrick Queen, former Ravens linebacker and LSU star, is going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Quote, I want to be that villain. I want to be that guy. Patrick Queen on playing for a different team in the AFC North. This guy is a guy. He's a dog. Okay. You look at him, he passes the eye test. And he's able to rumble in the box and make plays. And I had to pull up some film on Patrick Queen because the way this guy played this rep is utterly obscene. Just destroyed that blocker, bro. And they'll give these, I love these clips. They give you in-depth analysis of everything going on the play. Tired line moves left. So he takes his eyes off the back. He looks onto who's going to take him and all that shit, who's going to try to block him, and he finds him and just runs him over and makes the play. Deserves every bit of that celebration, bro. So that's what the Steelers are getting. Now he's going to have to go into Baltimore. Fuck Patrick Queen, yeah. We didn't need him anyway, yeah. I've never been to Baltimore. I just hear Stavros Halkias, the stand-up comedian's impression of people from Baltimore, and I think it's hilarious every time. He posts a video every week after the Ravens win or lose, and he's either getting hype, talking in that Baltimore accent, or he's raging, and it's really kind of gives you a picture into Ravens culture. Like I said, I've never been there. So, you know, it's nice to kind of say the word yo in different contexts. Baltimore, yo. All right. Lions have signed Bengals defensive tackle DJ Reader. And again, I feel like
AI agents are everywhere. automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
I'm kind of going through a breakup with this one. I have a big soft spot for big teddy bear, grizzly bear type guys that plug that hole up front and occasionally get back to the quarterback. And that's exactly what DJ Reader did for us in Cincinnati. And that's what he'll continue to do for Detroit. For some reason, I don't know if it's the Lions color scheme, Lions memes, great Instagram account, but I can see him in a Lions uniform. It's really easy for me to visualize that right here, right now, for some reason. But nonetheless, fired up for him. Appreciate your contribution to the city of Cincinnati, my brother. The Texans are expected to sign Jeff Okudah to a one-year $4.75 million deal, per My Sports update. And again, the Texans are leveling up on both sides of the ball. This guy's got a lot of good football left in him, and he just unfortunately hasn't worked out in his first couple of stops. Got drafted by Detroit, I believe, and now he moves to Houston from Atlanta. I think you're going to see this guy's career really be revitalized and become a real staple in that defense over in Houston playing for D'Amico Ryans. But the biggest defensive signing for the Houston Texans is none other than Danielle Hunter. Yeah, that big 99 defensive end, scary motherfucker coming off the edge for the Vikings. He's headed to Houston to be on the opposite side of Will Anderson Jr., who was one of the best defensive ends in the league as a rook. Okay? So this guy delivers bone-crushing hits. I remember this game against the Bengals specifically. He was on Jake Browning almost every pass play. Bengals pulled it out.
Browning.
Just good work with his hands.
And gets nailed. And boy, do I mean nailed. That would hoit. Neil Hunter back at the 20.
That would hoit. So that's who the Texans are getting. And it's hard to say, but I think the Texans are up there as one of the top teams to this point in free agency. So that's enough of free agency. Spent the whole episode talking about it because there were so many moves. Got to talk about them and how it affects the landscape of the league. Something else that affects the landscape of the league, the 49ers have forfeited a 2025 draft pick due to accounting errors. It says, according to a statement from the NFL, a league review discovered payroll accounting errors at the end of the 2022 league year that resulted in a misreporting of the team's cumulative player compensation. So it was on the player side with payroll. The Niners will give up their original fifth-round choice in the 2025 draft and have their 2024 fourth round selection moved from number 131 to number 135. So, seems like it was a mistake. I don't know what type of repercussions would be in place if a organization willingly misreported on payroll. I know in the financial services industry, if you make a mistake like this, you got an entity like the SEC coming your way, right? So losing a draft pick, very unique to the NFL landscape as opposed to regular business operations. But the repercussions could be big. Look at the guys that San Francisco's gotten in the last few years in the fifth round of the draft. George Kittle, tight end from Iowa, 146th overall pick in 2017. He's done pretty well. Dre Greenlaw, linebacker out of Arkansas, 148th overall pick in 2019. He's a dog, other than coming off and on the sideline. Nonetheless, dog. And my favorite 49ers player, sometimes I like to hate on the Niners. It's just easy with people from San Francisco for some reason. But Talanoa Hufanga, he was hurt for a good bit of this year, but the guy, it seems like every time I tune into a Niners game, the guy's getting himself a pick, getting himself a turnover, laying himself a big hit. And how couldn't you, being a guy of his ethnicity with that type of name? I mean, as a, when you're born Samoan, you statistically have a 7% better chance of making the NFL, boy or girl. So it's only like, this guy's a dog. He's going to have a great career playing safety. But these are some of the guys that they might miss out on making an accounting error. So I just thought that was an interesting story. Again, could be nothing, but I like talking about the business side of sports and paying players, so, or how they're paid. So that's kind of the deal there. To wrap up the free agency talk, here's Jerry Jones talking a little bit about the Cowboys' off-season plan.
Would anticipate with looking ahead at our key contracts that we'd like to address, we'll be all in. I would anticipate we'll be all in.
I'd anticipate that we'd be all in. Dude, he's got the best molasses face ass Texas Southern accent ever. Hey, I'd anticipate that we'd be all in. I can't help but think, like, when a player comes in to meet with Jerry Jones, that it's just like kind of indirectly a little racist, you know? Just be like, well, son, you're playing some good football. I don't know. I shouldn't. But I think that Jerry Jones is one of the best, at least based off of what I've been told by folks that have worked for him at the Cowboys and other places. He's one of the greatest sales guys that have ever existed. The way he spins things, the way he's able to generate interest and hype around the program is phenomenal. But albeit to say, as good of a sales guy as he is, one Cowboys fan is not sold. That Cowboys fan is Skip Bayless. He says, all in my ass. So people had some fun with that. Somebody said that that comma saved his ass, literally and figuratively. Another individual said that when they first read this, they thought of the Blink-182 song, All the Small Things. You can kind of put two and two together, reverse engineer that on Intel if you want to. But yeah, it got 78 million hits. People were clowning it, as they like to with Skip Bayless. That's his character, right? That's his deal. And I respect him for it, you know. He's really... He's been a pivotal sports media figure, for better or for worse, for a long time, and I think this might be one of the highlights of his Twitter career so far, and just the overall emotional approach he takes to Cowboys football. Every year they let him down, brother. Every year, and everybody else that's a Cowboys fan. So we'll move away from football. It is March. We're going to talk about some basketball here real quick. I was watching the ACC championship game the other night, and it was North Carolina State versus University of North Carolina. And there was a big fella on the screen, about 6'7", 280 pounds, and every single pound he held firmly. His name is DJ Burns Jr., and this guy is a specimen. Go back to my John Gruden days. Talk about a guy, man. This guy looks like he could be a good football player, man. I see him, and every time he gets the ball down to the post, I'm sitting here like, come on, come on, come on. And every time he'd put it up, and it would be a bucket. And this guy ends up winning the ACC tournament player MVP. He had like 15 points one night, 17 points another night, 19, 20. He's dishing assists. He even hit the first three of the season when they really needed it. And I'm just going to show y'all, you know.
Again, Burns looking to
dog shit. Dog shit. He's something else, boy. Sometimes I say dog shit, like that's dog shit, D-A-W-G shit. Like that's some shit a dog would do. But sometimes I think that it might be construed as the other way where I'm saying like that's dog shit, like that's bad. It's not the case here. Look at this slow-mo replay of this same play. It's beautiful, brother. It's just bodying him and then finishing. This is the hardest frame right here. Let's go. That's fire, bro. So NC State's an 11 seed. I believe they got, I think it's like San Diego State. I don't want to be wrong. Texas Tech. Sorry, y'all. So they got Texas Tech in the first round. I'm watching every NC State game from here on out. Every tournament game. I'm watching Kentucky. I'm watching my Samford Bulldogs, which is my alma mater. 13 seed playing the Kansas Jayhawks, and I'm watching NC State. And NC State and UK might meet in the round of 32. So it's March. We're talking hoops. I'm fired up because as of the day of this shooting, these games will start tomorrow. So Texas Tech and North Carolina State will already be over by the time y'all are seeing this. I got NC State. My money's going to NC State. That's not a recommendation. That's just my personal preference and my personal biased preference. So, next deal. We're going to wrap it up with some goofy clips today. I found, in the spirit of March Madness, a video of Unk from back in the day.
Nephew, I'm going to get a shot. I'm going to get a shot. I'm
gonna get shot. Hold on, for real. Minus the alcohol.
Nephew, boy, I ain't got them turn no balls in about 87. Let me see my
87? Yeah. 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 Oh, a little hezzy. Yeah. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. The grunting too, bro. Yeah. The extra free throw routine. Yeah.
I still got it, man.
Yeah, he really me. Fire. That's fire.
So that's it for this week's episode of In the Jar with your boy Duke, episode 11. Give us a comment, let us know what you think. Or if we happen to hit you in the chest at some point during this episode, hit that subscribe button down below. Episode 11, we'll see you next week, In the Jar.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.